you're constantly tweaking the roster as you go through the season. What's the balance in looking at, you know, guys who may be available to help the Browns right now, who may be released from a team, but also building and looking and getting ready for the draft?
I think that you're never satisfied with kind of where you're at. I think that's the charge that I've been given. And so we constantly work to both find guys that are currently on our roster, guys that are on the street, as well as guys that we may be able to draft or procure some other way. So we look at every potential opportunity to improve the roster, wherever that may be. And it's a balancing act. It definitely is, because you also got to give guys an opportunity where they're at to demonstrate how good they can be. And then you also have to have guys that the coaches are familiar with enough to play games with. So it's definitely a balancing act.
And how is that balancing act? You talked about being kind of in lockstep with Coach Pett in terms of your philosophies about football. I know that went and ushered in a very successful offseason when you look at the veterans you brought in, the people you drafted, the undrafted free agents who have contributed to this team already. What's it like in season in terms of working with the coach on the roster and the tweaks that have been made to kind of drive that competition and make this Cleveland Browns team as good as it can be?
I will say it's interesting. I think Pett and I both believe in the balance of today versus tomorrow. But in that, I think that we both need to understand what the charge is. I know Pett wants to win games, and that's the charge for the fans and the public and the building in general is to win. But inevitably, we also got to prepare for tomorrow. And so balancing those two is difficult. And so during the season, I think the root of all of it is communication. I mean, we talk a lot. We meet a lot. We don't have any secrets. Whatever is on my mind, I share with them. And if I want to make a move, I talk to him about it. If he's not comfortable, sometimes I pull back. Sometimes he says, no, I think we should probably do it too. So it's having that communication and being able to talk about things openly. I think that makes it a lot easier to adjust.
You brought in some veterans this offseason. Dante Whitner from Cleveland, Carlos Dansby, Miles Austin, Andrew Hawkins. They've all made huge contributions immediately. Did you think that's how it was ultimately going to play out? And what have they really brought to this team, not only on the field, but maybe more importantly in the locker room as well to help change this culture?
I think leadership is critical. I think the, like I said, people to me is what really makes it go round. So I think that both Carlos, Dante, all the guys we've brought in, Hawk, Miles, they've all contributed in unique ways. They've all been leaders in unique ways. It's the changing in the belief and the idea of what we're trying to accomplish that I think makes us a unique team. And again, I think that's the one thing our guys really genuinely appreciate is that we're a team. It's not a collection of individuals, but this is a team that relies on the offense, defense, and the special teams to all contribute in a way to help us be successful. So I think that's probably the best part of all of it. And did it work out how I thought it would? I would tell you that it's opportunity. As long as you give guys opportunities, then the rest will write itself. They'll either perform or they won't, but we'll find out with that opportunity.
What do you hope to see from this roster as it evolves in this team over the second half of your first year as a general manager?
Just continue on the path that we're on. Try to get better, play week to week, improve as we move along, and let the chips fall where they may.
And finally, if there's one thing you'd want to let the Dog Pound know about what you're trying to do in here, what you're up to on a daily basis, what would it be?
Improve the product so that they can enjoy what we do. It is to make the Dog Pound proud of who we are and what we're doing. And it's coming. It's going to happen.